Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Will there ever be a two-state solution regarding Israel and the Palestinians? Well, right now, as a war between Israel and Hamas is going on, this idea has been put on the back burner a little bit, but not really. Because even though we had this very unfortunate, and I might say stupid deal, when it comes to Hamas and Israel, regarding the exchange, quote-unquote, of hostages and prisoners, innocent hostages are being, quote-unquote, freed by Hamas in exchange of criminals who are in prison in Israel, being brought back to Hamas so that they can fight again for Hamas in absolutely stupid deal. Apparently, Israel was pressured by the Biden administration and the Europeans to agree to that, but they have said they are not going to have a ceasefire forever. Once the deal has been accomplished, whatever that means, then they will keep on fighting. But then there are already words to the effect that no, the ceasefire should be permanent and there should be again a two-state solution. And of course, the idea is like, take some of the country which is owned by Israel and give it to the Palestinians. Israel's neighbors are not willing to give any of their land to the Palestinians. So the two-state solution is not dead, but it's ridiculous. It's absolutely naive to think that that could create peace in the Middle East. Let me read to you from an article which was published by Israel Today, dated November 23. It says, one of the reasons why Palestinian leaders refuse to condemn Hamas October 7 massacre is because they know that many Palestinians support the atrocities committed by the Iran-backed Palestinian terrorist group. A public opinion poll published on November 14 showed that 75% of Palestinians support Hamas murder spree, including rape and beheadings, as opposed to only 13% who disapprove. The poll also showed that 68% of the Palestinians in the West Bank said they extremely support the butchering of Israelis, while another 14.8% said they somewhat support it. In total, 87.7% of the Palestinians in the West Bank have a positive sentiment toward Hamas. Only 10.2% of the Palestinians living in the West Bank have a negative sentiment toward Hamas. Another, but less surprising result of the poll is that 80% of Palestinians reject both the one-state and two-state solutions, and instead demand all the territory between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea, in short, the entire state of Israel. 80% of the Palestinians demand that. The findings of the poll shatter the claim made by U.S. President Joe Biden and Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, that Hamas is not representative of most Palestinians. Sadly, the results show, without doubt, that the Biden administration is completely clueless about the anti-Israel sentiment among a large majority of the Palestinians, that a majority of Palestinians want to replace Israel with an Iran-backed terror state, also shows that the Biden administration and most European governments are engaging in extreme self-deception when they talk about the need to promote a two-state solution. Hamas named its massacre Operation Al-Aqsa Flood, presumably in response to peaceful and routine visit by Jews to Jerusalem's Temple Mount, which are permitted by by mutual agreement to open air areas that are outside of the mosque. Hamas claims that the name of the massacre came in response to supposed Israeli violations in the courtyards of the Blessed Al-Aqsa Mosque. There were, of course, no violations by Jews. The Israeli enemy desecrated the Al-Aqsa Mosque and dared to visit Prophet Muhammad's place of worship, said Hamas arch-terrorist Mohammed Diouf, or some say Diab, one of the masterminds of the October 7 massacre. Addressing Palestinians, he added, and he is on the terrorist watch list, one of the most looked after terrorists. He said, "Start marching now toward Palestine. Do not let borders or restrictions deprive you of the honor of jihad, holy war, and participating in the liberation of the Al-Aqsa Mosque." And then the article concludes. "The only solution most Palestinians are willing to accept is one that leads to the murder of all Jews and the destruction of Israel. It remains to be seen whether the latest Palestinian slaughter of Jews serves to awaken the Biden administration and the Europeans to this inconvenient, uncomfortable fact." Well, the short answer is no, they will not wake up. The Europeans in particular have had a much more positive support for the Palestinians than they have had for Israel. They have sponsored all kinds of organizations by the Palestinians. They have sponsored them financially. They have financially helped paying for school books the Palestinians have been receiving, have been printing, preaching hatred and murder of Jews to their kids. And on the list could go. The Pope, the Vatican, they have also made very clear that they are in favor of the Palestinians. But my friends, it will get worse, not better. There are definitely prophecies in the Bible that tell you that in the future, in the not too distant future, all kinds of countries will come together, Arab countries, Turkey, and also Europe under German leadership. And they will say, okay, let's wipe out Israel off the map so that the name of Israel will not be named anymore. They're not looking for a two-state solution. They're looking for a one-state solution. One state without Israel. Now, this is not going to happen. The Bible says they will not succeed, but they will most certainly try. And that is what we are seeing all over the world right now. We are seeing anti-Semitic demonstrations at the same time in different countries in support of Hamas, in support of the Palestinians. Don't believe one moment that these demonstrations are only coincidental. They are carefully staged. They show the anti-Semitism, which is again there. It really has never died, but now it's back in full force, and it will get worse. We have prepared several articles and booklets talking about the situation in the Middle East and what is going to happen. I recommend you order one of our free booklets, the Book of Zechariah, Prophecies for Today. This booklet will show you what is in store for the Middle East, what is in store for Israel, and that Israel will not be destroyed. And there won't be a one-state solution the way the Europeans may look at it. There won't be a two-state solution either. But Jesus Christ will return. And then, and only then, peace will be in the Middle East. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.